Funding for this program was provided by the Annenberg CPB Project. Additional funding is provided by the Stratford Foundation, the Arthur Vining Davis Foundations, Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, George I. Alden Trust, and Alfred E. Chase Charity Foundation. This program is a story to help you learn English. It is a course with video episodes and books. Each video episode has three parts. Watch the program. Read your book. Discuss the program and connect with English.
He wants to show you something.
Show me? Show me what?
You'll see. Come on.
Kevin, I'm busy packing. What's this all about?
Ask Dad.
What's this?
It's your new car.
No! Dad, you're joking! I can't believe it. This is for me?
You need a car, don't you? You deserve it. It's a little present from Kevin and me. Not so tight. And here's the title to the card, and I paid for the car insurance.
Just speechless.
You speechless? Kevin, when's the last time your sister was speechless?
Not in a long time. So are we going for a ride?
What do you think?
It's perfect. This is my first car. I can't believe it.
So?
Get in! This car is great, Dad, but I bet you spent a fortune on it.
Not really. I got a good deal.
Try the horn.
It's got a good radio and tape deck. Everything a musician needs on a long trip. Look at that view.
I'm gonna miss this place.
Sure you are. Boston's been your home for 28 years.
When I think about leaving, I get butterflies in my stomach.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
I hope so.
Talking to yourself.
It's an old habit.
Boy, you have a lot of bags.
Maybe I shouldn't take all this stuff. Oh, but what if I need it?
I hope we can fit all of these suitcases into the car.
We have to. Oh, I have some things to show you. Here's a list of what needs to be done on a regular basis. Put out the garbage, recycle the glass and the cans, the newspapers and the cardboard. Don't put
Dad's
anything...
Dad's on my case about all of that.
You need to help him keep the place clean. Buy
I'm
the
starting
groceries.
To realize how nice it is to have a big sister around. It's going to be kind of strange without you.
Yeah.
The stars are brightly shining. Go to sleep.
Hi.
Are you all packed?
Almost.
I want you to have this.
Dad, another present? What is it? Mom's necklace. Do you really want me to have this?
Mother isn't here to say all the right things, so I'll try myself.
It's okay, Dad. You don't have to.
This is your home. If you ever need help or change your mind or anything, remember, we're here.
Thanks, Dad. Thanks for everything. I love you.
I'll miss you. God knows. Well, we better get some sleep. We got a big day tomorrow.
Night, Dad.
Night.
Your sister won't be able to see.
All right, already. Are there any more bags?
No, this is it.
I'll put these in the trunk.
Okay.
Hey, guys, where is she?
Don't worry, she's still here.
Oh, hey!
Oh, I couldn't let you go without saying one last goodbye and to give you this.
Yes, the mystery present. Oh, Sandy, a diary. It's perfect.
I want you to write down all the good stuff.
What about the bad stuff?
Oh, absolutely. I want it all in writing. And remember, since I gave you the diary, I get to read it.
Oh, my dead body.
Hey, I have something for you, too.
Kev.
See? A little something for good luck.
Four-leaf clover. I love it.
It's a key ring for your new car.
Thanks, Kev. Guess it's that time.
I'll see you, sis.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get lost.
I'll try not to. I can't believe you're going.
Call us tonight. Tell us how you are.
Hello.
And have a good trip, Becky. Don't worry about us. Just be careful.
Your guitar.
I'll put it in the back seat.
Remember, don't pick up any hitchhikers. Except for the cute one. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Be careful. Bye.
this is it, Mom. I'm off to San Francisco. I'll try and do my very best. Keep an eye on Kevin and Dad for me. I miss you, Mom.
My father gave Rebecca a necklace that belonged to her mother.
Mom's necklace.
It was a gesture of continuity that now the daughter is going to wear this. I think it's a great gesture of love and also of giving.
It's beautiful.
Rebecca's mother died a long time ago.
It was very hard on a family.
Before Rebecca drives to San Francisco, she stopped at her mother's, what was it?
Grave.
Yes.
Well, this is it, Mom. I'm off to San Francisco.
She went to her mother's graveside because somehow she always feels that her mother is with her.
Is it a goodbye or is it a moment of sharing her dreams?
Both.
No, sharing. Definitely sharing.
Day one. I am driving across the United States. I'm leaving the East Coast. Driving west for new sights, new adventures. Day two. I drove all day through the Midwest. Day three. I crossed over the Mississippi and into the plains. This is the fourth day of my drive across the United States. It's the desert. The land is flat and barren, but beautiful in a strange way.
She's not the kind to stay in one place for too long. You don't have to tell me that. She's not the kind.
The music on the radio out here is sure different from Boston. I'm really starting to like this Tex-Mex music.
Don't tell me her eyes are bright and she loves to dance till the morning light. All I wanna know,
where's my baby tonight?
So where's my baby? Can anybody say? One day she's here beside me, the next day she's in L.A. Now where's my baby? What's this all about? One day she's here, the next she's moving out.
The car has been pretty good so far, but it's a gas guzzler. I have to fill it up a lot.
Hi, what can I do for you?
Boy, it's a hot one.
Yeah, now here it's gonna get hotter. Fill it up.
Yeah, please, a regular unleaded. Oh, and can you check the oil? Do you have a restroom?
Yep, it's around the corner. The key's inside.
Excuse me, where's the key?
It's hanging near the door.
I don't see it.
On the hook, by the phone. Of oil.
2 quarts? Why so much?
I don't know. Maybe there's a problem.
Do you really think there's a problem?
I can't tell. I'm not a mechanic. But the owner, he'll be back in about an hour. He's a mechanic. You should check with him.
Well, do you think I should wait?
It's up to you.
Maybe I'll go on. How much do I owe you?
That'll be $15.75 for the gas plus the oil, $18.90. Cash or credit card?
Cash.
Good luck.
Yeah, where's my baby? Does anybody know?
Where am I going to sleep tonight?
One day she's down in Memphis.
I hope I can find a cheap motel out here.
Mexico.
Maybe there's something down this road.
Where's my baby gone?
The Sundowner Motel. Great. Oh, no. It's out of business. San Francisco is still 500 miles away. Heck, I'll drive straight through. No more motels. I'm just gonna get there. Now what am I gonna do?
On your window? Car trouble, huh? Look, don't worry about me. I was just taking pictures over there.
Well, why don't you pop it open the hood
and I'll check it out, okay?
Okay, try it now. Okay, start it up.
Are you all right? Oh, my God. I am so sorry. Do you want to sit down? I'm sorry. Let me see.
It's not your fault. It's okay.
I know it's not my fault, but it's my car, and I feel terrible. Let's get this hood fixed.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Look, I'm sorry I scared you.
Oh, it's okay. It's just with all the stories you hear, you have to be careful.
So should we try your car one more time?
Yeah.
Okay, start it up. I'm afraid I don't know what's wrong with your car. It's not getting any gas. It may be the fuel pump.
Well, now what am I gonna do?
I see you're from Massachusetts. Boston?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere until I get my car fixed.
Okay, well, why don't we take my car and we'll try to find a gas station or at least a payphone.
Maybe you could go and I'll just stay here with my car.
That's not a good idea. It's late and everything's gonna close soon.
Well, there has to be a 24-hour place.
This isn't Boston. Things pretty much close at sundown.
Well, there's gotta be a place around here somewhere.
Hey, we're in the middle of nowhere. You may have to wait until morning.
Oh, I don't... I guess I don't have much choice.
So, you should take anything that's valuable. I think your car will be safe, but you never know. barn's just up the road there. My name's Alberto.
Mine's Rebecca.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Are you a photographer?
No, actually, I'm an architect. Photography's just my hobby.
Oh, what do you take pictures of?
Desert, sunsets, shadows, light.
Ow. What is it? Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Well, I can drive
really,
if you're not feeling
really,
well.
I'm fine. Let me turn the heat on. The desert gets cold at night.
Oh, no, I'm fine. Do you have any idea where we are?
Yeah, Mount Eagle Road. What's that over there?
Looks like a hamburger stand or something. Maybe I could make a phone call from there. Now what?
Now, let's review and discuss the story.
Rebecca is driving through the desert. She stops at a gas station. Something is wrong with her car. Her car has no oil, and she's having car trouble.
2 quarts, why so much?
I don't know. Maybe there's a problem.
Do you really think there's a problem?
I can't tell. I'm not a mechanic. But the owner, he'll be back in about an hour. He's a mechanic. You should check with him.
She decides not to wait for a mechanic.
She drives away, and it's a big, empty space. She comes to the motel, and it's totally deserted. She drives away, and suddenly, in the middle of the desert, a car breaks down.
Oh, don't tell me. Now what am I going to do?
She doesn't know who's coming.
Car trouble, huh? Look, don't worry about me. I was just taking pictures over there.
Well, why don't you pop it over the hood
and I'll check it out, okay?
She feels very scared, helpless.
Look, I'm sorry I scared you.
Oh, it's okay. It's just with all the stories you hear, you have to be careful.
Okay, well, why don't we take my car and we'll try to find a gas station or at least a payphone.
I wouldn't do it.
When you are alone in the middle of the desert and your car is not working and there is nothing else inside, then you have to take a chance. And in this case, I think she was right to take Alberto's offer.
Mit csináltál?
Feleségül kértem Sophie-t. Holnap reggel a gróf felé állok, és megkérem a lánya kezét.
Megbolondultál? Kérdeztetek valamit?
Persze.
Szerelmes vagy Sophie-ba? Miért baj, ha egy nemes a nép közül választ házastársat?
Az nem baj, hanem kizárt. Teljességgel kizárt.
De hát, hogy szeretik egymást.
Sophie, a nem kívánt jegyesség. Ma délután az M2-n.
vagy, Pötyi? Van, aminek a cicád egyszerűen nem tud ellenállni. Ilyen az új viszkás száraz eledel, májas töltött falatkákkal. Új viszkás száraz eledel. A macskák viszkást vennének. Cicája már nagyon várja. Nyerje meg neki akár egy viszkás vonalkóddal a 10 000 garantált ajándék, vagy a 100 fődíj egyikét. Részletek a viszkás.hu-n.